What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
Well, it's been an eventful week in terms of cases, what's going to be happening, what people are saying once they've been convicted, and we're going to be talking about that. Alec Murdaugh being the top of the list, Corey Richin sentencing, we're going to get to that as well. But let's start with old Alec Murdaugh, because we are back at literally square one. Welcome back to 2021, 2022, somewhere around there. That's about where we've been placing ourselves at now, because Alec Murdaugh is now an alleged murderer. He is not the convicted murderer of his wife and son. Retrial, very likely going to be coming down the pike at some point this year, next year, following year. I don't know. We'll get to all of that. But it's going to be a very, very different trial than trial number one. And somebody who holds the key to the future of Alec Murdaugh and what his legacy will be, what the history books say about him, whether or not he's a murderer or just a financial fraudster, is his very own son, Buster Murdaugh. He sat behind his father every day of that first trial, told the jury he didn't believe his dad could do this. Then Alec got convicted and Buster vanished, and rightfully so. This is not an episode. I have nothing negative to say about Buster. Buster is a victim of his father and a victim of his family. He also holds a lot of cards here based on what he expresses in terms of if he believes his father killed his brother and his mother. He's been married. He quietly moved on. But Buster, if he still believes his father, he's the most powerful witness the defense has. If he doesn't, the prosecution just found someone who can look the jury in the eye and say Alec Murdaugh is capable of killing his own family. Here to discuss on Friday, as always, a great panel for us. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, and Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, host of the podcast Break the Case. Be sure to check it out on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. Welcome to both of you. Prosecution's theory is family annihilation. At least it was in trial one. Alec was cornered and desperate and destroyed the people closest to him. But Jen, you, I think, have even pointed out on X that killing three is harder than killing two, and Maggie probably wouldn't have bought the story about Paul being gunned down if Buster was also dead. Does the fact that Buster is alive actually break the state's own motive theory before they even get to the opening statements, the fact that he's still alive and breathing? Is that an angle they could take this round?
I don't think really, and that's, this is why, when you look at what Buster didn't bring to the table that Pawpaw did. In other words, Paul, who he called Pawpaw, the sandwich, yeah. I know it was a little sick, but he had a boating accident under the influence that resulted in the death. Mm-hmm. And that death brought all sorts of, not only shame to the family, but financial woes to the family. And you add on top of that, Maggie, who, again, there were no life insurance policies on anybody, but control of their estate, you know, control of what would and wouldn't be done with money. And you add that all together, and it makes sense to me that he's just not going to get away with killing all three. Although, believe me, I think he had hoped he could figure out a way to annihilate all three. He only was able to annihilate two.
Yeah, it's interesting on the Buster thing. I keep looking at different ways. And one of the things that popped in my mind when looking at Buster and his kind of, I wouldn't say chaotic responses necessarily, but he's had a lot of emotional type responses where he could be beneficial to both sides. And in my experience, and I'm wondering if this is your experience too, do you see him as a handling issue for either prosecution or defense, like we have with sources sometimes?
Yeah, it's such a great question. You know, you look at him, and I think that he definitely served the defense last time from the standpoint of you always want to look where the surviving relative, they're going to stand on things. And I don't know if we're going to see him in the same posture. I wouldn't be surprised to see him not even show up, yeah. Not even be in the courtroom until mm-hmm. subpoenaed, because he will be subpoenaed.
Yeah, I definitely am seeing him as a potential credibility issue, either that both sides could attack his credibility because of it as well. And so that's why I would be leery of introducing him on either side, because again, outside out looking in, you know, you don't know because we're not him, not close to him, but it's a kid's glove kind of time, I think, with assessing where he's actually at and can he be consistent with what he presents and can we actually defend him on cross from the credibility issues, I would think.
I think you're exactly right there, because if he were to take the stand, let's say in theory here, and we have no idea. Right now we know from reports allegedly that he's furious that this is happening. He's called Alec a selfish old man. And he has certainly kept his distance. We've heard some of the phone calls between him and his dad over the last couple of years from prison, Alec being in prison. And it hasn't been necessarily the loving son, father-son relationship that one may think. Feels very contentious, and rightfully so. I mean, he's forever tainted by what his family has done. So if he were to take the stand, and if he were to take the stand on the part of defense, in theory, he could basically be impeached in one way or another, I would think. Or they'll certainly take a chance at impeaching his testimony from the side of Alec because of his former testimony that was pro-dad, pro-Alec, and it all depends exactly how it's presented and what is presented. But the reality is, he could have, in the last 3 years, ventured to a very different conclusion than he had at that moment in time when his dad was on trial. Sitting there, the time to sit back, to look at everything. After abusive situations, after coming out of an environment that was controlled, all of that, it takes years sometimes to look back and go, oh God, that was that, was that? And you don't know it. And sometimes it's obvious things to others looking in, but not to those closest. He could have a very different opinion. Those opinions, those thoughts, those memories, when put together, if presented at trial, could paint a very different picture of Alec Murdaugh. And it could be a very powerful one. But again, yeah, is that a lever either side, you know, the defense is willing to pull, even if he's willing to do it, because it could backfire spectacularly, could it not?
Well, first of all, to your point about it taking family and loved ones time to come around, I'm going to give you just the best analogy that I can think of, and that's Lacey Peterson. You look at Lacey's mom, I mean, she always stood up. Everybody stood up initially for Scott.
Uh-huh.
It just takes, when you love somebody, when you're there at Thanksgivings, when they're the, you know, to be father of your unborn grandson, nobody wants to believe that they could ever do these horrific crimes, right? So it makes sense to me that Buster would have supported his dad. I mean, that's the one last thing he has left. He has no mom. He has no brother. He's only got his father left, and you don't want to believe it. I believe he could be a breakout powerhouse witness for the prosecution if he has something meaningful to say. And I think that exactly how I explained why initially he was behind his dad could be used to mitigate what he said earlier.
Yeah, and I agree on the side, if he decides to do the prosecution, you know, for the prosecution side and testify on that side. And I'm just looking at this pattern of behavior that we've seen since Alec was convicted and sentenced. He's pulled back. He's been restrained. And so we have a pattern of behavior of disconnected and moving on, like Tony said. And so then you got to ask, so we keep talking in terms of defense and prosecution, them using him, but now let's reverse it. What's in it for Buster to want to do this? I'm hard pressed. And the only thing I can really think of that he would get out of doing this, unless he's subpoenaed and he has to, would be if is part of his therapeutic healing was to do something like this, which is maybe. I'm thinking he's most likely would follow his same pattern behavior that he's done. And that is, you know, he's expressed anger that this is happening. Maybe that anger, again, is conjecture, is because, God dang, I got to go through this again. I'm done. I'm moving on. You know, this guy's an ass. He's behind bars. You know, why do I got to suffer? So he might not want to do it at all on either side because he's just trying to move on, like we've been saying.
Yeah, you know, we don't know Buster, as you guys mentioned, and we don't know him. But imagine that realization, and you see this with victim family members when they realize a family member's responsible and they finally come to Jesus, they are pissed. And he might be ready to say his truth, you know, all the little signs that he had, that he might just want to be ready to just come forth and then also clear his name in a sense, you know,
distance himself.
I might have cheated on, you know, some stuff in school, but remember, you know, there's that piece of it. I just think that's a character.
Possibility of rebranding. Yeah, sorry, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, and the cheating stuff. You actually reminded me of that the other day in your tweet. It took me a moment because you said the cheating stuff in parentheses, and I'm like, what is she talking about? I'm like, oh yeah, the cheating stuff at school. Because at first I thought like relationship wise, I'm like, what are we going here? And I don't know if anybody's been thinking of that anymore. Obviously, the big thing that people think about with Buster were the allegations that were made about Stephen Smith, which have been debunked, and but still, you know, forever will plague him because it's the Murdaugh name and all that. Again, I'm in no way it's saying there's anything to do with that, but it certainly is something where if he took a super strong stance against his family, I think that would be powerful. And it would probably go a long ways to go against the detractors and the people that still stand by that whole story and go, see, I think he had something to do with it. I mean, he's not going to win in every arena. There's still going to be something to go, see, he's doing this to cover it up even more. And, you know, everybody's going to have a reason for everything. But I think that would be powerful. But there's this too. And tell me what your thoughts are. It is a family name. Alec Murdaugh has Richard Alexander Murdaugh is now there's a third Richard Alexander Murdaugh, and it's Buster's kid who was born after the trial, who was born after everything. I don't want to make a deal about the kid, but the name itself, Buster felt strong enough to name his child after his father. That says something.
Well, it's a long held family name.
Yeah, but stay on your dad.
I agree with you. You know, at least make it a middle name. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's Richard Alexander Murdaugh, but he's now Richard Alexander Murdaugh III is the child. So, I mean, I get it. Legacy is, but at the same point, I don't know. Maybe break free at some point, but I don't know. Families are strong things. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it might be an indication that he will stay steadfast. Like I said, I could see him showing up in the courtroom at all, being subpoenaed by the defense and giving the same type of testimony. But you never know. People change, and he could have even changed after he had his job.
Yeah.
You know, it really comes down to what he thinks of the name, why he's choosing that name, just because he chose a name. a trap we all fall into a lot of times is what we would do in those situations. And that's, you know, one thing I enjoy in these moments is doing our best to reverse it, understand the thought process. Granted, I think it's stupid because if his intent is to distance himself from his family and break free of that name. But, you know, I mean, I know some people are heavy into genetics, heavy into genealogy, heavy into the heraldry of their name, their backgrounds, even with blemishes. And if he sees his dad as a one-time blemish, maybe he wants to hold on to that name because, like Jen said, it's a family historical type name. I don't know. Understanding that thought process, and this is what really prosecution, if they want to use him, is going to have to really deeply more understand his thought process behind that, because that's something defense could bring up as well, or who knows. So family tradition follows the Murdaugh pattern. Alex Murdaugh's full name is Richard Alexander Sr. Buster is Jr. Baby is third. Trip is common nickname for the third. So it is a family tradition.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, it is after his name, too. I mean, I don't want to admit that. That is part of the story. Yeah.
It's interesting. It makes you think, you know, and that's why I love, you know, the thing that popped in my mind this morning as the three of us are doing it. It's like we're doing like we do all the time. We're doing big thought experiments on what if this, what if this, what if this, what's this mean, what's this mean, what's this mean? All these different angles to try to understand. Basically, the greatest challenge of this is how is prosecution going to move forward with a new trial and not be able to really cover it the way they did last time, using the big lever of the financial crime aspect of it? And what now? I mean, you know, you still have two dead people and someone who's now just accused of this, who it's really messy. And that's why we're talking to Eric Faddish yesterday was really interesting. And I can't wait to get Bob's take on it as well. But it's a lot of messiness in here.
Yeah, the layers of messiness run very, very deep. And I should note, in the next week or two, we're going to have Alec Murdaugh's housekeeper back on with us, Blanca Simpson, get her reaction to all this. The other night, it was their camp that actually texted me before all this came down and said, by the way, this is happening. And I know Blanca, they reached out the other week and said, can she come on when this happens? Like, yes, she can. I'm looking forward to that conversation. So we'll get some more insight from someone who was right there at Moselle when this stuff was happening.
And it could be really powerful, too.
Can we run on a Friday with you? Maybe. I don't know. That'd be fun.
And great angles. I mean, so, you know, because this is new angles that the prosecution wasn't able to cover last time. So you have the housekeeper and you have Buster that might be on the side of the prosecutionist side. It's going to bring a whole new angle and whole new different types of testimony that it's going to really could potentially be even more damning. But again, on the personal side of Alec, and, you know, the more the horrendous things going on behind it, but also could show the pattern of behavior of escalation as well, which, because again, you got to go beyond a reasonable doubt, you know, for conviction of this. So it's going to be a challenging road.
It is, no matter what. Your thoughts in the comments section, Substack, YouTube, leave them there for us, and we'll continue that conversation there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
the social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.